Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is David Lee from Prevent Connect, and I am pleased to be talking today with Shelley Serdaily, who is with Men Stopping Violence in Atlanta, Georgia. How are you doing, Shelley?
Great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great, and then we're also joined by Pat McGann with Men Can Stop Rape over in Washington, D.C. How are you doing today, Pat?
Hi, David. I'm doing good. Thanks for having us.
I am really thrilled to be able to talk to you about this real exciting Healthy Masculinity Summit that's going to be taking place October 17th through 19th in Washington, D.C. And this looks like a really exciting opportunity to be able to talk about really important issues and I think really advance the agenda to prevent sexual violence, domestic violence, and dating violence. So, Pat, why don't you describe what the Healthy Masculinity Summit is?
The summit is the kickoff event for a larger project that's called the Healthy Masculinity Action Project, and that initiative is one that is a collaborative project of six organizations. That's why Shelley and I are both here, because Men Can Stop Rape and Men Stopping Violence are two of the organizations, and then the National Resource Center on Domestic Violence, Coach for America, and Women of Color Network, and A Call to Men are all collaborating on this project, which is a two-year project, and there are really two goals of the project. One is to raise the visibility of healthy masculinity, its value to people and relationships and communities, its importance in playing a role in preventing violence against women and girls, but also the need for not just raising awareness, but also taking action. It's about conversations. It's about developing healthy masculinity action groups, and it's something that we want to spread across the country. And so the summit is the first place where those conversations take place, those awareness to action conversations.
You're not just creating another conference, but you're really creating a national dialogue and conversations with some organizations that all of whom have been involved in some level in different Prevent Connect activities over the years. So it's really great to be able to see this. Who do you expect to be joining us at this Healthy Masculinity Summit this October?
Our goal is to include all the people that you're talking about, but to go even beyond that, because we want this conversation to be one that's inclusive of groups that we think will be interested in healthy masculinity, that speaks to the work that they do, but may not have thought about it, that work around juvenile justice or fatherhood or fraternities, sororities, school counselors, all of those kinds of and more associations and coalitions and national networks, and we're hoping to engage them in the summit and the larger project overall.
Shelley, why do you think it's important to have this summit?
To build on what Pat was saying, healthy masculinity is actually a rallying point, but there are a lot of people doing the work who don't know that's the work they're doing. Calling it anti-bullying work or responsible fatherhood or engaging men in ending violence, that may be people in corporations working down sexual harassment in the workplace, campus campaigns against sexual assault, all of those are having some kind of conversation actually about healthy masculinity and our learning lessons from it, finding ways to do work around it. The summit is designed to bring all of those areas of work and all of those voices into the room to have a conversation with each other. What can I learn from what you're doing? What can you learn from what I'm doing? What can I learn about what I'm doing from you? So that's why we set it up to be a summit, a place for having conversations instead of bringing in the, quote, experts to tell people what they should be doing.
While we're going to talk about the problems, you're really talking about how to promote healthy, nonviolent masculinity throughout this country, and that's a really helpful frame to be able to think about where the next levels of the wide range of work can be. Pat, why do you see this as going to be valuable and important to have this summit?
One of the reasons that I think is so important is this is something that we think will speak to men and to women as well in terms of masculinity being something that benefits men, this healthy masculinity, and that it's something that is an opportunity to really think about how am I hampered by the kinds of usual messages I get about what it means to be a man and how can I step outside the box and really think about how might I benefit from a healthier conception or idea of masculinity, and then understand how does that benefit others as well. How does that benefit women and girls? Connections with the prevention of violence, and not just violence against women and girls, but also against other men. It really has kind of broad applications that we believe benefit relationships and communities and the country as a whole.
As a national online community of people who are committed to the prevention of sexual violence, domestic violence, and dating violence, this topic to me seems like a natural, important step. And I think that you're moving beyond that discussion of how do we engage men, but really talking about what does healthy masculinity look like. Shelley, can you talk a little bit about how you think this summit's going to be really helpful for those people who are doing this prevention work?
I've been doing this work for close to 40 years now and have had probably some of the same conversations at least 200 times about ending violence against women. And one of the things that has come up many, many times in the last 10 years is how are we going to engage men in this if we want to actually get to prevention and not just risk reduction. We have to engage men in this work. We have to be working with men. And one of the things we need to get beyond to get to that point is men doing this work because they care about women. That's great. It's helpful. It's gone a long way. But we need to get to the next level of engaging men in this work by connecting them to how this will help them, not just help the women in their lives and the girls in their lives, but it's actually helpful to them. Once we're able to connect with men on that level, and men are able to connect with each other and connect their work to each other on that level of how is this actually healthy, not only for the women in my life, but for me as well, then we can start looking at strategies for prevention that go beyond what we actually have to offer today.
Pat, what's your thoughts on what this will offer for people who are involved in prevention work?
Men Can Stop Rape has been doing primary prevention work since 1997, and we didn't start out focusing on masculinity in terms of engaging men in prevention, but kind of quickly moved there because we realized that the connection between violence and traditional forms of masculinity is pretty strong. But there's still this invisibility that masculinity has a lot of the time. To really make it visible, to make the connection between the violence and sexual assault and domestic violence, to make that kind of connection apparent and recognize that there's alternatives. There are ways that men can live without choosing a certain way to be or ways to be, that's something that, as Shelley was saying, benefits everybody.
Great. Well, I've been talking with Shelley Serdaily from Men Stopping Violence and Pat McGann from Men Can Stop Rape, and they've been talking about the Healthy Masculinity Summit that's going to be taking place in October 17th through 19th, 2012 in Washington, D.C. Prevent Connect is an ally to this event and will be helping share some of the message about it and some of the lessons that will be learned during this project that's just beginning, the Healthy Masculinity Action Project. So, Shelley, any last words to close? What would you encourage our listeners to do?
One is to remember that this summit is a kickoff for an action project. This isn't just about words and conversations. This is about coming up with new ideas about things that we can do. And the other thing I would like to do is encourage your listeners to register for the summit coming up in October. It's going to be just fun and exciting, and we're going to be talking to people that we haven't had the opportunity to speak with about the issue of what is healthy masculinity and what does it have to do with violence against women. So please come. I hope to see you there.
We're looking for both men and women to be able to join in this conversation because that's an important part of helping envision what healthy masculinity can be. Thank you very much, Shelley and Pat, for joining me today, and I look forward to being able to seeing you next October.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's calcasa.org.